Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, the seventh ray of order and organization. Well, I'm especially interested in this ray because I'm totally missing order and organization, so I'd love to learn about this and maybe how to get involved in the seventh ray. But at any rate, let's give some credit to Alice Bailey. She's the founder of the Lucis Trust organization, and Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey wrote 24 volumes of literature, and those 24 volumes of literature are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. And the following thought comes from Alice Bailey as well. There is one life which expresses itself primarily through seven basic qualities or aspects, and secondarily through the myriad diversity of forms. These seven radiant qualities of divinity are the seven rays. In our last program, we called the sixth ray going out of manifestation, being that it's on its way out, I guess, and you said the seventh ray, influences, is now growing more prominent each year. What effect is this having?
One effect that it's having is the, it would be the equivalent of two tidal waves of water rushing into each other and colliding in a great spray of foam and steam. Because the old energy that has governed for the last 2,000 years was dominated by the quality of devotion and idealism. The sixth ray has been the conditioning energy of the past 2,000-year period. We see its effect in two religions that are strongly colored by that energy, Christianity and Islam. And it's just interesting that as this ray withdraws in influence, these two religions, Christianity and Islam, are apparently in conflict in the sense that we have the clash in values between Islamic and Christian views of the world and of God. It doesn't have to be that way. There can be room for both expressions and still more, but the tendency of the sixth ray as it withdraws is to foster fanaticism and crystallization of thinking, and that's what's making the present period so difficult. At the same time, there's a rapidly increasing dominance of the new energy pouring in from the seventh ray, the ray we're discussing today, the ray of order and organization. It's also the ray of ceremony and ritual. And it's a fascinating ray to discuss because it completes the ray cycle, for one thing. There are seven rays, as we've said, seven radiant qualities of divinity, seven expressions of the nature of God. They are all divine, and they are all on their highest level perfect expressions of the nature of deity. To review for our listeners, ray 1 is the ray of power, ray 2 the energy of love, ray 3 the ray of intelligence, ray 4 the ray of harmony through conflict, and ray 5 the ray of knowledge and science, ray 6 the ray of devotion or idealism, and now Ray 7, the ray of order and organization. I laugh that you said you didn't feel you were very familiar with this ray energy. All of us can...
That's an understatement.
No comment. All of us can build in an understanding and perhaps a familiarity with ray energies that we think may not be especially strong in us. They don't have to be a stranger to us. You can aspire to more seventh ray energy if you think you need that. On the other hand, some people have too much of it, and they become the people that try to pound square pegs into round holes or whatever it is.
Yeah, one of the characteristics of the seventh ray is extreme attention to details and ordering.
Why did you look at me?
I wasn't looking at you. And someone whose desk is orderly and everything is arranged perfectly on their desk, and it's very annoying to those of us who are not so organized. So, but you see these characteristics in people. It's very prominent in some people, and yes, it can be annoying, but it also has its good parts, because these people tend to be organized in their lives, and they are building something, because I think this is the ray which brings together spirit and matter, the highest and the lowest, and it affects the lowest expression right down to the physical plane. And that's why if there's a tendency to organize your physical life, then you are expressing this kind of deep spiritual energy to organize, and it's a good thing, because it's one of those characteristics that needs to be built. It's kind of the ray of the builder, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. The creator of forms. Yeah. And the divine energy that enlivens or quickens forms, the fusion of spirit and matter, anchors pure living energy on earth. What could be more spiritual than that? Alice Bailey points out that the birth of a child is an example of the fusion of spirit and form. The soul incarnates in a physical body at the birth of a child. That's the demonstration of seventh ray energy in a way that all of us can recognize. She also refers to it as the bringing together of the within and the without, so that what is below on earth may be patterned upon that which is above in heaven, so to speak. And she points out that this is true magical work. We have some strange ideas about magic. In fact, real spiritual magic is the patterning that works out as a complete alignment between the abstract and the form, that which is above and that which is below, the uniting of spirit and matter, soul and personality. Head and heart are expressions of the seventh ray energy, the point of it being to reveal the glory of God.
Right, and that's the emphasis here is not upon the form itself. Mm-hmm. It is what the form is trying to express, or what is trying to be expressed through the form, what the soul is expressing through the form, or what this, through this person, through this builder. And that's one thing we have to always keep in mind, but not to get distracted by the form itself.
Mm-hmm. This is where some consideration of ritual probably ought to be brought up, because the seventh ray is strongly associated with ritual, and many of us may think of ritual as an overemphasis on the form, when in fact rituals properly created and properly expressed should be the means for anchoring and distributing spiritual energy. If you think about, say, the ritual of marriage, that's meant to bring a blessing to the couple that is being married. Rituals in church or in the synagogue or temple are meant to be a way of harnessing powerful spiritual forces for a particular purpose. And yet, today is a peculiar time when we don't much like rituals. In fact, most people are kind of put off by them.
And yet we are subject to rituals just from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed at mm-hmm. night. Mm-hmm. Our whole day is pretty much a ritual. That is, if we are employed, if you go to a mm-hmm. job every day, you go through this cyclic ritual of getting up. And most people have breakfast. And
all governed by NPR.
And it's you go to your job, your office, and then you come home at night, and you collapse and watch television, and then you go to bed, and that's the cycle begins all over again the next day. So you can't get away from these kind of rituals. That's what this meant by a ritual. It's not necessarily the rituals of the church, but I was thinking as you were saying that Masonry is also all very mm-hmm. much on this line, because the rituals contained in Masonry are those that create the energies and forces that are the kind of behind the secret rituals.
Maybe a better word is they mobilize and direct those inpouring energies. Mm-hmm. Any Masonic or religious ritual, the Eucharist, or the unveiling of the Torah, or the kneeling in prayer facing Mecca 5 times a day are ways of mobilizing spiritual power. That's the point of ritual. And even though people today have turned their back on a lot of the old rituals, just as they have renounced many of them, or the old Orthodox religious practices, they're busily creating new rituals. And I think that's out of a need to come together as a community. Ritual seems to govern any group life or community life. It's a way of organizing a body of people so that everyone has a particular place and a particular role to play. It's a natural function of the way human beings go about their living, that they create patterns and relationships and organized forms. So this is our reflection on our level of a deeply divine impulse.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, the seventh ray of order and organization. This is a special offer today from Lucis Publishing Company, and that's the book, the Alice Bailey book, entitled The Seven Rays of Life. And The Seven Rays of Life are a compilation of extracts from the 24 books by Alice Bailey. It makes your job as a reader a lot easier, because this particular topic is condensed and drawn from all the different 24 volumes and synthesized into this one book. If you're interested in this topic, this is a way of exploring it in a way where you don't have to jump around to different books and researching where it is in each book. So if you'd like to take advantage of the Seven Rays of Life, order it. The discount comes in the form of free shipping and handling. So what you need to do is, if you want the Seven Rays of Life, you need to send a check or a money order for $15 to Lucis Publishing. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Some of the chapters of the Seven Rays of Life include an overview of the seven rays, the rays in world affairs, the rays in human development, the spiritual path in the rays, and ray methods of service, among many other topics. So once again, if you want to take advantage of today's special offer, ask for the Seven Rays of Life. Write a little note mentioning that you heard about it on Inner Sight. It's available for $15, so send a check or money order for $15 to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And we appreciate the support you've given us in the past. Your financial support is what keeps us on the radio and helps us to pay our radio bills, so we thank you so much for that. But your support has continued to be needed. So if you'd like to see this program remain on the air, please send your donations to, by the way, they're tax-free donations. Send them to Lucis Trust, rather. That's Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S, Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And if you need to get in touch with us for any reason whatsoever, whether it's to order cassette tapes or schedules of our meditation meetings or a package of general information about Lucis Trust, give us a call on our toll-free number, which is 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK-LUCIS. Our website is www.lucistrust.org, and there's a lot of information on our website, but one of the main reasons people key into our website is to hear the archive library of past radio shows. So you might want to key into the website and enjoy the shows. I'd like to get back to this particular ray, the seventh ray of order and organization, and tell us more about that.
Well, one thing we haven't gotten into is the association of the seventh ray with the mineral kingdom. And I think there we find an expression of order and organization that is, in fact, an outpicturing of divinity. If you look at the structure of an atom or the precise, exact perfection of a snowflake, there you see order and organization in a way that's just breathtaking. And the seventh ray is associated with the mineral kingdom and with the geometrical faculty of the mind of God, you might say, the perfect order and precision of the structure of the world. The seventh ray is the foundation of the physical basis of our planet, and so we can look into the planet itself, into the mineral kingdom, and see divine expression working out. We also see divine power, say in the expression of a volcano or an earthquake or any seismic activity. That's the mineral kingdom as a vehicle for divine power in a way that's truly awesome. Another expression of the seventh ray is through radiation.
Yes, radiation. And speaking of radiation, the discovery of the atomic fusion has come during, you know, in the past century.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very much a seventh ray quality, a seventh ray expression that is coming in. Just as the seventh ray begins to become more dominant, we find these great scientific discoveries, particularly in the subatomic particles of the atom, and they're reaching down into this, looking into the chemical makeup of the Earth itself, and this is all exactly an expression of the seventh ray. And I just wanted to mention one more thing, since the seventh ray affects the physical form. You see, I think this is one reason why there is so much emphasis today on like bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
The human body is also affected by this, the presence of this seventh ray, and so much emphasis on bodybuilding, on health, and on gymnastics, and going to the gym and working out, and marathons, and even the Olympics. You see the Olympics coming in back into expression again at the turn of the 20th century, at the end of the 19th century,
mm-hmm.
and that's right at the time when the seventh ray was beginning to grow in influence, and it's a return from the old days, from the Olympics in the Greeks, with the Greek civilization. And it's another return on the highest turn of the spiral. So there is so much emphasis today on the physical form, and also finance. Finance is another expression of the seventh ray.
And again, the link with the mineral kingdom. I mean,
right.
Coin,
yep.
The coin of the realm is made from mm-hmm. minerals. Now it's plastic.
Now it's
computer messages.
Now it's electronics. And
electronic.
And that's getting back to the mineral kingdom again.
True, computer chips.
That's interesting. Yeah. Back to the mineral kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all related.
And it reminds us that the right use of money is as deeply spiritual as any impulse a human being can have. There's no aspect of the manifested world that should be devoid of divine energy, including the care of the body. The problem is we are recovering from 2,000 years of sixth-ray conditioning, and we tend to go about these things fanatically. But there's another reason, I suppose, for the seventh ray and the emphasis on health and bodybuilding, and that is that the seventh ray is associated with the seventh plane of the manifested universe, which is the physical plane. So there's a natural affinity there, just as the sixth ray is associated with the sixth plane of emotion and desire, devotion and idealism and desire. And the fifth ray is associated with the fifth plane of the mind, the fifth ray being the ray of knowledge and science. So there are intricate coordinating patterns that one can grasp as one studies the rays. We can't go into them today, but one point perhaps we should reemphasize is the importance of ritual and rhythm. Because the soul, it said, gains control of its instrument, the personality, the outer form, through rhythmic impulse. And that's why it's so important to have a pattern of disciplined spiritual practice, not a burst of extreme and perhaps fanatical spiritual effort followed by complete loss of tension and a return to old habits and pursuits. A little bit of spiritual effort on a rhythmic basis is far more important than occasional bursts of frantic effort. And I'm speaking about meditation or prayer, study of spiritual texts, the review of the day on a daily basis. Anybody who's engaged in a spiritual program of development or a program of spiritual development knows that there's a rhythm and a ritual to the practice that governs the day. Morning meditation, daily study, evening review. All of this is in line with the way the soul gains control of its instrument.
And it's yes, gaining control, and part of that gaining control is acquiring a degree of stillness in the physical. And that is very difficult to do because we're so form-oriented and everything is focused so much on the form and the activity of the form. And just to gain a sense of stillness and quietness where you are, wherever you are, in your home, and for a few moments to start the day, it's an excellent way to gain control and start the cycle of the day on a quiet note, if that's ever possible. Maybe it isn't, but it's a way of gaining control of the form life in which you work and live.
We're told that the seventh ray is going to bring into manifestation in the coming 2,000-year cycle the ideals that were grasped during the cycle of the sixth ray. And I find that very promising and very hopeful. We have developed an ability to appreciate and recognize and even die for ideals. That's been the achievement of the past age. But now the goal is to bring these ideals into living manifestation, and that's going to be the challenge of the coming 2,000-year period. The seventh ray gives us the power to organize and to integrate and synthesize great pairs of opposites, light and dark, high and low, in a spiritual expression. And this is going to bring new forms into manifestation. By that I mean new institutions, new organizations, new relationships. One aspect of this, Alice Bailey said, is that it's going to bring into the light of day all that is material, fostering the revelation of the hidden glory. And perhaps this is related to the prediction of the Christ in the Bible that at the end of the age, the hidden things would be made plain. and the secrets would be shouted from the housetops.
And it's there again. It's digging right down into the mud of this physical plane, mm-hmm. and dredging it up and bringing up all the old dross, all the dross that is buried there for centuries, and it's bringing it all up to the surface, and that's all to the good.
Yeah, it's painful to witness. So many things are coming up for recognition today. But it's part of the cleansing process, part of the mm-hmm. redemption, that we face what had been buried and hidden. And that's the nature of the seventh ray, to bring, to unite spirit and form, to bring that which is low into alignment with that which mm-hmm. is higher.
And it's like cleansing the pores in your skin, maybe. You're applying a cleansing cream to your skin to bring all the dirt particles out of your pores, and it's something like that.
The way things are being brought to the surface today, it's more like sandblasting.
Yes.
Well, it's that too. That's that sand, it's the mineral kingdom again. So
one last aspect of the seventh ray that we should touch on is its tendency to foster synthesis, wholeness, and amalgamation. And we see that in the European Union, and right now in the effort of the different nations to ratify a European constitution, where many different cultures and nations are in the process of working out an agreed upon union of many different states. When we think of how hard it is to unite, say, Texas with Maine, imagine different cultures, traditions, languages in Europe agreeing to function as a union. That's amazing, and that's an expression of the seventh ray that should give us a great deal of hope.
It's a reorganization mm-hmm. of
reorganization.
And that's a reorganization, and that's a pure expression of the seventh ray, of order and organization, and that's exactly what's going on in the European countries.
Please take advantage of our special offer from Lucis Publishing Company. And that's the book entitled The Seven Rays of Life. It's an Alice Bailey book. And The Seven Rays of Life is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, and makes it easier for you as a reader, especially if you want to explore this particular topic of the seven rays. You've got all the information synthesized from the other 24 volumes into this one book called The Seven Rays of Life. The special offer comes in the form of free shipping and handling. So you need to send a check or money order for $15 to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And if you need to call us for any reason, our toll-free number is 1-866-695-8247. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called The Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.